you know how much I love to watch you. And I know how much you love being watched. We both left work early, and we both have been doing a much better job of leaving our work at the office. You usually get home first, since your office is so much closer, but today, today is different. When you open the door, I am already there, sitting in the large black leather chair. You often joke, calling it my throne. And today, that seems especially appropriate. You shut the door behind you, and without saying a word, you slowly walk toward me. Confident. Sultry. Just a little bit slutty. If I didn't know better, I'd think that you were in control. You're wearing a white blouse and a black pencil skirt. Your hair is up in a bun and you have your glasses on, 4-inch black patent leather heels. You smile, listening to them. Such a distinctive sound as they meet the hardwood floor. Once you are standing in front of me, you let your hair down and you shake your head, letting it fall down. You remove your glasses and place them on the table next to me, down. I press the button on a small remote, and music fills the air. 9-inch Nails. Closer. You smile and give me your best sultry, sexy look and start to unbutton your blouse, slowly moving to the music. One by one, they open, revealing your sexy black lace bra. You look into my eyes, not breaking contact, and I lean back. I just want to enjoy the show. You leave your blouse on, but open as you slide the zipper on the side of your skirt down slowly. You slowly move your hips back and forth, back and forth, until the skirt slides down over your legs and down to the floor. Black panties, garters, stockings. You turn around, away from me, and let the blouse slide off your shoulders as you step out of the skirt around your feet. Your hands reach up and unhook your bra on the back. You slide the straps off of your shoulders and turn around, holding the cups against yourself. You are teasing me now. And I am loving every minute of it. You lower your hands, revealing yourself to me. You must feel naked, raw, exposed, standing before me in just your panties, garters, stockings, and heels. There is no doubt who is in control now. And when I raise my finger and make a small circling motion, you know what to do. You slowly turn around for me. Let me inspect you. You can feel my gaze washing over you. Your heart racing now. And you feel yourself squirming. When you complete your rotation, I summon you closer with just the bending of my finger. You lower your eyes and put your hands behind your back and stand right there before me. I lean in close to you, opening my knife and sliding it under your panties on the left side where the fabric meets your pretty little thigh. You feel them stretch for a moment and then part where the knife touches them. It slides all the way up to the waistband and effortlessly passes through it. You feel the cool air of the room on your cunt as the fabric falls away to the side. I leave the other side so they won't fall away. My hand reaches between your legs, and you start to breathe harder now. A moan escapes your lips as my fingers press against your pussy. Oh, you are wet. You're wet, and you can't hide it. Part of you wants to, but a bigger part of you, it does not. You love my touch, especially when it is rough. My hand cups your pussy and squeezes, and you arch your back in response. You are starting to ache. You want me. You want to be mine. Completely. I direct you to the sofa sitting across from me. It matches my chair. Soft. Black leather. You sit and I instruct you, knees up, I tell you. And you notice I reach over to the table and take a sip of a drink. I smile, watching you, as you pull your knees up, opening yourself for me. Stocking-clad legs parted, heels on the sofa. You feel the fabric of your panties fluttering against that pussy, making you feel even more needy. You are desperate. You squirm a bit. Realizing that you feel more naked now than if you had been stripped completely. And then I say the words that set off tingles in your entire body and fireworks in that brain. Edge for me. You see me adjust myself a bit in the chair, and you know that my body is aching seeing you like this. Oh, you look at me for a moment. When our eyes meet, you are filled with so many emotions. You want to please. You want to come. Wanting to ache for me. Wanting to be told no. Wanting to be told yes. You lower your head and look down, your fingers sliding along the lips of that pussy. Playing with them. Feeling your wetness. You close your eyes and inhale, holding your breath as you let your fingertips graze over your clit. It feels so good. And as the touch passes, you exhale Pausing for a moment to let the feeling register completely. You slide 2 fingers inside that wet pussy and let them glide in and out. In and out. Slowly fucking yourself. Press your thumb against that clit and start to make slow, agonizing circles over it, sending waves of pleasure across your whole body. I want you to start to lose yourself in the feeling and the sensations, getting more and more turned on as you touch yourself. Touch yourself for me. As you get closer and closer and closer to feeling an orgasm erupt, you look up at me and you see me watching you. You can see my desire, my hunger, my need. Oh, you do love how I look at you. And it adds to the feeling. You tease yourself more. You know what I want. And you know exactly how to make yourself feel it. Your fingers are now sliding into your wet cunt faster now. Go faster for me. And your thumb is pressing harder against that clit. Rubbing faster. Harder. You squirm and twist, eyes closed. Rubbing faster, harder, squirming. Head back. You feel your stomach getting tighter and tighter. You are so close for me now. A tingling that starts in that stomach and thighs, slowly growing stronger and stronger, moving closer and closer to your pussy. Oh, you are writhing for me like an animal now, a beautiful animal. I can hear you. I can hear you groaning and whimpering, the sensation creeping closer and closer. You want it so bad. In your pussy lips now. Once it reaches your clit, you're going to explode, shaking, screaming, coming. And just as it is about to push you over the edge, you stop. You close your eyes and feel your breathing, hard and fast, short breaths, and you whimper as the feeling slowly recedes. I know that clit is tingling now, aching to be touched. You know that if you do, you'll come. It takes everything you can muster to stop yourself. You feel a mixture of sadness and relief as your orgasm starts to dissipate. First into your pussy lips, and then your thighs and your stomach, slowly sinking away. Finally, it's gone. You swallow. And when you open your eyes, I am smiling at you, pulling you back into my world from your own. Slowly, your breathing returns to normal and you manage a weak smile. You can feel your whole body covered in sweat. You are so close, so very, very close. Oh, I take another sip from my drink and lean back. You can see that my pussy is out now, and I am stroking myself as I watch you. Seeing it makes you want me. No, you need me. You want to feel me inside of you. You want to taste me in your mouth, in your cunt. You want to feel me touching you. Be used by me. Our eyes meet and you are lost in me. You have no words to tell what you are feeling. You watch for a moment as I stroke myself, fingering myself intensely. I give you a small smile and say the words that you, I know, are both aching for and dreading. Again. And now the words come to you, the only words you can manage in this moment. Yes, mistress. And your fingers slide inside of yourself once again. Such a good girl.